What's up, everyone? Welcome to Internet Hollywood Radio. I am your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and today we got a very special guest from Los Angeles, California. She goes by the name of Sharita Nelson Schutz. Sharita, I want to thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. If there's one thing I'm excited about, it's having the honor and being able to interview someone as talented and supportive as you are. Now, we have been connected through Facebook for years, and this is the very first time we actually did an interview. But for those that don't know, could you give them a little background story on who you are, where you from, and what you do for a living?
Yes, absolutely, and I'm so honored and happy to be here with you. It's been a while. Just to let everyone know how I got started, I actually began my journey 10 years ago. I started off in college, used the photography class as an elective, and because I'm a little competitive, I was looking at all the guys in my classroom like, look, like all of you guys have all these professional cameras, and all of the ladies, it was a small percentage of us, all of the ladies have that little point and shoot or the little cameras that you get from Kmart. And so for me, it was more so like, you know, you guys think you can do it, well, I can do it too. So just from there, asked for my graduation present to be money towards getting me a professional camera. I didn't necessarily have the passion to do photography before that day. It was either art or photography. And I'm like, with art, I can't draw. I can't do stick figures. I can't do anything. So I said, let me just go ahead and pick this camera up. So today, here in 2020, I am still shooting different ranges of photography, whether it be weddings, children's shoots, porno shoots, whatever it is, whatever they need, I can get it done. And I also am currently working for Viacom as well. I've done a few red carpet events, things like that, behind the scenes shoots for a few of our shows that we have on air. And I'm really just enjoying the journey.
Awesome. That's definitely awesome. You know, so photography has become so popular in the realm of trends, and many people have been trying to get behind the camera to be a photographer or get in front of it to be a model. Where did your journey as a photographer begin? And during the process of experiencing what it's like to be one, how hard was it to learn how to use a camera?
So, well, for me, yes, I do agree with, you know, photography kind of being a trend. A lot of people feel that if they can spend the money on the camera, they call themselves a photographer. But, you know, in actuality, it's about understanding the art, loving the art, and, you know, really just having an eye for everything. So, for me, I'm not necessarily the type of person to where it's like, you give me a manual, you know, I'm going to read it. I'm not analytical at all. It has to be something that I actually want to do, and I have to feel it, kind of like when I'm cooking. It's like, I'm not going to measure how much seasoning goes into the chicken. You just have to have that feel. So, for me, you know, I'll look at others, see what they're shooting, see why they shot what they shot. I may not necessarily ask, but it has to be, you know, raw for me. I have to feel it deep within. So I pick up the camera. If it's something that I feel flows and looks right and I can feel it, you know, from my heart to my mind, I just say, you know, this is a go.
Awesome. I definitely rock with that. Now that you develop the skills to provide services of great quality, what kind of services are you currently offering right now? Or is that everything that you pretty much touched on? Is there any other thing that you may offer services on that people don't know about?
Yes, well, I was just joking about the porno shoot. I haven't done any porno shoots. So. I have had, you know, some spicy little shoots, but nothing on that level to where, you know, my name is in the credits on some super sexual activity. I offer headshots, like I said, children's shoots, parties, red carpet, high fashion. I mean, if anything, the one thing that I haven't necessarily touched on just yet would be like major sports events and things like that. But I mean, for me, it's you know my slogan, let me transform you. So my thing is to kind of grab people out of their shell that, you know, they've never even known existed, and, you know, allow me to just transform them into just something so beautiful and something that, you know, I may have seen from being on the other end of the camera, but they didn't see, you know, deep within. So I'm all about, you know, my photography shoots are all about the experience. Let's have fun, let's have a good time. You know, if someone had ever made you feel a type of way in a negative aspect, you know, let's shoot and let's turn heads and just turn that whole negative vibe around into something beautiful and positive.
Awesome. And I've seen a lot of your work, man. I honestly say, like, your work is definitely a blessing, man. It's a
thank
gift.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
And you're a graduate that majored in television art with a minor in digital graphics. During that time, you went through those educational stages that influenced your thinking pattern on how to do certain things. What would you say was the greatest challenge you had to face there? And did you feel at any point you wasn't going to finish at all?
Man, somebody knew what I was feeling a few years ago. I've never even had anyone ask this question. I did at one point, there was a point in time where I had to, which is probably small potatoes for some, but at one point, you know, when I first started my freshman year in college, there was just one bus that ran every single hour. And just like, you know, most college students can't get up on time, we end up missing the bus. And, you know, I went from, for people who know the LA County area, I went from basically LA to Carson, and I had to do all of this on a bus. So I was late a lot. I was so late. And, you know, just coming out of high school, we tend to still have that same mindset, thinking that, okay, well, if I study 2 hours for my test, I'll be good by the time I get to college. But no, once those grades come out, you'll surely find out that that is not the case. And there's some things that you, like, for sure need to switch up. So I would say I probably failed my first, I think my first class was English, if I can recall. And long story short, failed that class, you know, almost lost financial aid. I ended up having to take the courses over in at a community college, which is totally fine. But at that point, you know, it was just like my down point. Like, I didn't think that I would be able to get back to Dominguez. And it wasn't necessarily about being at Dominguez. It was more so going on with the path to being in television arts, because there was a program that was set up and there was a specific time that you had to make sure that you stayed within on the path. If you didn't, then, you know, that would have been another year kind of held back from what you needed to do. So, you know, I'm all about plan A and plan B. And then, you know, if any of those plans fail, I kind of would get into like a hole. Like, that was literally my down point. I'm like, it's just probably not going to happen. Like, but, you know, I didn't necessarily have anyone, you know, guiding me at the time saying, oh, it's okay, don't worry, we're going to get through this. It was more so like, you just better get it done. I had to self-motivate myself and finally made it back home.
Wow, that's really inspirational. Like, for real.
Thank you.
Yeah. You've captured so many incredible memories during photos you've taken in the past. Weddings, family gatherings, love, celebrities, models, and even of yourself. When going through all of the past work you've done, what style of photo shooting would you say has become your favorite choice? And is there any unfulfilled dream you want to fill as a photographer?
So my favorite, because I literally love these little babies, I absolutely love children. I mean, outside of it just being work, they're always a joy to be around. Until you get to the, you know, there are some, don't get me wrong, there are some kids where it's just like, dang, like, why would your parents even bring you to this shoot? No one, they can't even get you to take a camera picture, so you gonna put me through hell? But it's only been a few instances where I had to deal with that. But I love shooting children, but most of all, weddings, because, you know, it's a lot of stress when it comes to being in a wedding and, you know, planning for a wedding, like all of the above. And so I feel like the bride and the groom don't necessarily have the time to enjoy themselves and, you know, just to kind of see how beautiful each other, you know, how each other are. And at times it's even when they're saying their vows, they're nervous. Am I going to say the right thing? Am I going to look at him or look at her the right way? Like, is my cake going to be ready? Like, are the decorations, you know, and so on and so forth. And so it's still, you know, up to the day of the wedding, it's so much stress. And so for me, I like to make sure that I capture, you know, every single moment that, again, you know, like I said, everything comes from my heart. I'm capturing everything that I feel in my heart so that, you know, weeks pass and they see their photos and, you know, they just remember all over again, you know, why they fell in love and why they decided to, you know, give themselves to each other and, you know, spend a lifetime with. So weddings are, you know, a day to create beauty or to expose the beauty that's coming out. And I would say that's absolutely my favorite. As far as unfulfilled, I wanted to get into photography to do high fashion photography. It's just something about high fashion. It's just so beautiful. So I would love to be able to do more high fashion photography to, you know, get those emails and get those calls saying, hey, you're booked for a week to France and, you know, let's get this shoot done. And, you know, the big, bold, the other high fashion magazines. If anything, I would say that would be an unfulfilled dream in order for me to accomplish. So once I get there, I'll feel like, you know, I did exactly what I started for.
Absolutely. I definitely respect that. And an additional question to add on to that, like, because you do take some really incredible photos. So in going through like the wedding photos and all that, I know love is something that's very strong. It's the most powerful feeling in the world. And I could only imagine a photographer going through weddings and seeing all that stuff. They'll probably get emotional from time to time. Does a photographer like become numb to that feeling after a while after doing so many events?
I only become numb to the same two-step dances. Like during the ceremony, I have to hear that song over and over. I'm like, dude, like somebody please. I know R. Kelly in jail, but somebody else come up with a different song. Let's not step in the name of love anymore. So it's like any two-step, three-step, four-step song that's out, it plays at the wedding. And I'm like, dude, like I got to put on that fake smile. Like this is the first time I saw them do the dance. But that's the only thing that I would necessarily become numb to. But I remember my mom had passed away in 2015. So it was like every time I shot a wedding and they would sing, you know, they would, the mom and the daughter or the mom and the groom, they would that dance. It was just like an emotional moment for me. I mean, even still to this day, I probably, you know, have to kind of distract myself and things like that, but I think it never fails whenever the mom and the groom, or you know, just seeing that love that they have, you know, the mom and the daughter, the mom and the son, just seeing that relationship, it's an emotional experience, because you know, at the end of the day, it's all beautiful. And you know, it's just a moment to cherish, but it still brings happiness to my heart. So I'll never get numb to that. But I mean, during my weddings, I'm like literally a counselor. I'm like a police officer. I'm security. Like I have to wear a lot of hats on that wedding day. So it's always an experience for me, because you know, even though it's not my wedding, I shoot it as if it is, and I just want everything to be perfect. And if my clients aren't together, then this wedding, these photos aren't going to be together. So it's a mind, body, and soul experience. That's what I always say for my weddings. It's literally mind, body, and soul.
You know, that's kind of the idea that I had in mind. As soon as you say that, you actually become the art and then you create it.
Like, yes.
Yeah, wow. That's definitely, I feel that. So what are some of the projects that you are currently working on now, and what is the best way someone could reach you if they would like to hire you for your awesome services?
Actually, I kind of owe it to my husband, because he's become my brand ambassador. And you know, for me, when I say I'm behind the scenes, I'm behind the scenes. I mean, you yourself asked me, hey, you got any new pictures of you? And I'm like, no. I literally hide behind the camera. So my husband is, you know, he's amazing when it comes to marketing and things like that. So I mean, all thanks to him, with just putting me out there. He understands that my photography isn't just, you know, a photo session. It's an experience, and there needs to be, you know, a face in front of that experience, because, you know, this is essentially what people are paying for. So the website, when you guys check out the website, that was all done by my husband. Literally every single ad you might see, whatever the case may be, he's been getting that in order. So I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I'm enjoying it.
Also, I also want to state
all of the information is on the website. The only thing that's not there is my address and my social.
Also, if I may state, I want every listener to don't get it twisted thinking that her husband just do that. That guy is a very serious rapper. This guy could rap his ass off, like, seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to UTK.
Conscious hip hop is nothing. I'm sorry we're not talking about no WAPs, but if you want to take it there, he can definitely take it there.
And he raps fast. Like, he raps incredibly fast. This guy could probably throw 1,000 words in one sentence very quick.
Right. Sometimes I sit there and I'm like, man, one day I'm going to learn this rap. And then I try. I'm like, hell no.
Yeah, man. Shout out to UTK, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Now, where do we go off? Is there anybody that you would like to pay your respects to or give a shout out to?
Let's do some shout outs. I won't give a list, so I'm literally going to name anyone literally who just popped in my head right at the second. First, of course, it would be my husband. I thank him for all of his support, for pushing me, because I feel like I wouldn't be here where I am today had it not been for him. And, you know, our journey since 2012, my photography aspirations are, you know, his number one priority. And, you know, it's not necessarily about an us thing. He wants me to be able to see, you know, who I am and everything that I can bring to the world. So I always appreciate him for pushing me and motivating me. Secondly will be my very close friend, BP. He's actually an amazing photographer. He's BP Photos, Billy Preston. Once he hears this, he's gonna all re-re, why you get my government, cuz? That's literally gonna be his exact words. But when I started off, you know, years ago, he was my teacher. You know, essentially we had linked because he was trying to get me to do a photo shoot. I'm like, no, I don't even like taking photos. But once he found out that I was interested in photography, he like literally guided me and helped me so much. And just looking at his work is just amazing. He has a beautiful eye for photography, and, you know, I can honestly say that everything that I've learned today is, you know, because of him. We might not shoot the same stuff. His is very, very tasty. You might enjoy those photos after this interview if you want to go look at them. I honestly learned everything that I know because of him. And I would say my best friend Allie. She is another one of my biggest supporters, whether it be from, you know, her always telling, she has a family of 20. She will literally tell each and every single person to come and shoot with me. And I'm very grateful for her constant support and, you know, the family members and friends that have supported me because of her. And lastly, you. I mean, you have literally been my number one since we met. And so, you know, I appreciate the fact that it's not necessarily about you finding talent and, you know, just to get something for your show and build up your brand. It's not, you know, it's not about that. And, you know, even when you kind of, like, when you started this, it wasn't about you, it was about supporting. You've always highlighted support, whether it be you sending me people, hey, check this person out, go like their page, go do this, go do that. And so you've built a community off of something so great. So I really appreciate you for that. And
thank you so much.
That's it. You're welcome. You're amazing. So
y'all amazing over there.
Shout out.
Well, I'm honored because, honestly, you were one of those main people, like, who from the industry that actually showed me love at Viacom, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna name no networks in particular, but one thing that I can say, I have received photos from some very popular events before it actually went down because of you, and I appreciate you so much for that.
Who did that? Do you remember? No, I do.
Yeah, definitely, man. Where's Khalifa the whole nine, man?
I am here to support you in any and all ways. You are a true, genuine friend.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. And I want to thank you for this interview, and I appreciate you not being one of the people from the industry that judged me negatively when I first hit you up years back. I know some people get certain titles and act brand new, but you always remain humble, and I thank you for always being that positive and productive person.
You are so welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. I truly enjoyed myself. Thank you so much.
Thank you.